This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Pocket full of three-day weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Three-day weekend.
Three-day weekend money,
coming
baby.
Up.
Hell, yeah. Keeping my three-day weekend money in my pocket. Because I'm not going no. Well, yeah. I see
you
that
You want to come over and help build a deck?
Hell yeah.
You
spraying for brews?
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
I'll give you.
Keystones?
I'll buy as many Busch Lights as you want.
If I
Keystone, whatever.
Oh, you know what?
Oh.
Man, damn.
Dang it. You forgot?
I did.
Well, how about this? Why don't you, when we finish it, you can come over and you sit on it and have some Busch Lights.
There we go.
How about that?
You
can test it out.
I'll do that.
You test out the structural integrity of the deck. Brandon Adams joins us on Tuesdays at 1:20, Dog Nation Daily podcast host. What are your three-day weekend plans, B.A.?
You want another cruise?
I'll tell you this. I'm not doing any construction work. I'm not building a deck or anything like that. My plan is to do as little as possible, to move as infrequently as I possibly can for about 3 days, around the pool or the back deck or the back porch or something like that. There will be no building of decks for me. I can promise you that.
You guys got a pool?
Well, the neighborhood does.
Oh,
like,
dang.
Dog
Nation Daily's paying. Dog Nation Daily, what the? Well, I'll tell you what, Kirby got everybody raises.
I couldn't keep a pool clean yet. Now, listen, if Kirby keeps winning championships, I may have a pool, I may have a beach house, I may have all that stuff. If they keep winning, we may have all kinds of stuff going on. But for now, we'll just use the neighborhood pool.
Let me ask you about something Kirby talked about last week. And that's something that we've talked a little bit about, but I don't know that I had heard him address it directly. He was asked about all these programs across the country that are hiring general managers and kind of go in the way of the NFL structure. And he said, yeah, we kind of have that, but we're not going to have that title. What did you make of his philosophy on that?
So I think two things. I think thing number one is this, is that a lot of this comes down to, like, power. And power always wants to expand. It certainly doesn't want to contract. And so what Kirby is essentially saying, although he's not going to come out and say this, is that he wants to be fully in control of all the decision-making around – you know, Georgia football, because when you're as successful as he's been, why would you not want to? It's the same thing we sort of see with like the Belichick Falcons rumors or like Jim Harbaugh. It's like, you know, who in the NFL gets like total control? Well, these days and age, it seems like very few people do. But at Georgia, as we kind of move to a GM model, what Kirby says is, I still want total control over this program. And as long as he keeps winning, I think he's got the freedom to say that. I would say for me personally, I also prefer what I think of as college football lifers still having this power. Like, I don't like the idea of bringing in a bunch of agents, a la Drew Rosenhaus, bringing in a bunch of GMs, guys who maybe have, you know, kind of ties the NFL and frankly prefer that model of football, because I think it dilutes what has made college football special. And listen, I'll admit, I'm a little bit of a corny guy. I like the sentimental relationship building part of college football. And the more you bring these transaction experts into college football, I think you run the risk of making college football more transactional, and I don't like that.
That is, sounds like when you said about what Kirby's thought process is, that's his mentor all the way, Nick Saban, because Nick would have been enacted exactly the same damn way with it. Exactly.
Exactly. And when you see this, Randy, when you look at who Like, look at the programs that have made big moves with GMs. Alabama has one now because it ain't Nick Saban as head coach anymore. It's Kalen DeBoer. They're not quite so sure they trust him yet. You know, Oklahoma just hired Jim Nagy from the Senior Bowl. Once again, that's Brent Venables' coach. We're not sure how long he's going to last there, so you put an organizational structure that could outlast him. The programs that have kind of made the biggest moves towards GMs right now are, in some cases, programs where the head coach is not exactly on the firmest of footings.
Speaking of things that Nick Saban would have no interest in, obviously when he was the coach, he wouldn't have had any interest in a general manager. He's that. Also seems very uninterested in this committee that he's been suggested to be a part of. He had a quote about it today, and he was like, yeah, you know, I don't know, there's something going on, whatever. If they want my input, fine. What have you made of Nick Saban's interest level in terms of this presidential committee that I guess he's a part of?
So, you know, it's one of those things where I think we're all kind of the same mind that it's way more fun to talk about football than stuff that sort of feels like something that would be on a different station or a different show or something like that. But the truth is, I think some of this is Saban being a little nervous about being associated with anything that sort of feels like politics.
Yep.
I actually sort of in a roundabout way, whether it's the red team or the blue team, I do sort of feel like politicians could provide a little bit of a fix for what's kind of going on with college sports right now. I do think that figures like Nick Saban should maybe willing to embrace some of this stuff a little bit more. But when Saban kind of like disregards this, and you're right, I've heard him do it now a couple of times, to me it kind of comes across as the natural anxiety of when you've been a football coach beloved by everybody, you don't like the idea of hitching your wagon to someone who's going to be hated by half the people, whichever half you're talking about.
Yep.
And I think that some of the key figures, and Saban's clearly one, even as an ex-coach, some of the key figures around college athletics are going to have to get over this a little bit and realize that if you want to corral a bunch of people who have sort of disparate motives and agendas, the federal government may actually be the best way to do that.
B.A., I know that there's going to be renovations down there at down in Jacksonville and everything like that, and so the Georgia-Florida game has been moved and everything. I saw a figure today of a little bit over $7 million. Is that for each game, or is that for the total games?
Well, here's what I know. I'll be honest with you, I'm not exactly sure on a per-game basis how much they get paid, but I do know this. It's enough money. That Georgia-Florida game is not going anywhere. Y'all, we've been doing this together now for a few years, and I would say at one point in time when we were discussing stuff like this, we would have said, oh, it sort of feels like there's momentum for going home and home. Kirby clearly wants to do that. Mm-hmm. So eventually the game's going to be played every other year in Athens, and then you'll go to the Swamp in the opposite year. Well, guess what? I don't think there's any way that's, at least for the foreseeable future, I don't think that's happening, because we're kind of moving into a day and age in which every program that can get any dollar, obviously now you got to try to figure out a way to do that. And Jacksonville has been willing to pay them so much money with the new stadium, you assume it only goes up. Mm. They're willing to pay them so much money that both Georgia and Florida, I think they're hitched to this game for the foreseeable future. They'll go 2 years while the renovations are taking place. But after that, I think they're back in Jacksonville in a very different-looking stadium than the one Randy played in for the long haul.
Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. We're probably like a little bit ahead of all of the conference quarterback, national quarterback rankings, but probably not that far ahead of it. And some of it's already starting to come out. I think last year was interesting because a lot of people were very high on the Georgia quarterback situation, understandably, and then it ended up not being particularly good. This year is different. I just wonder, kind of describe your feeling surrounding the Georgia quarterback situation going into this year, and then also how you think it'll be talked about by some of those lists that come out over the next couple of months.
Well, first of all, what you're referencing is talking season, all the lists start coming out, and much like Christmas, talking season comes earlier and earlier each and every year, okay? So we're actually way more into talking season than perhaps you might realize. There are lots of lists, and Gunnar Stockton seemingly isn't on any of them, whereas last year Carson Beck was at the top or near the top. Well, guess what? That didn't work out very well. You know, Carson Beck did not have that kind of year. So as a Georgia fan, which I am, the idea that Gunnar Stockton is not really prominently listed in any of this kind of stuff doesn't really bother me at all, because a year ago I didn't get a nickel for Carson Beck's presence in the top five of, you know, all these lists. So, look, here's what I'll say. You look at now we're going into year 10 for Kirby Smart. a lot of different quarterbacks, a lot of different OCs. But the actual performance at quarterback for Georgia year to year is actually somewhat consistent. It's somewhere between 24 and 30 touchdowns. It can be right around 9 yards per attempt. And I don't see any reason why Gunnar Stockton couldn't come pretty close to matching some of that. And ultimately, that's then going to put the onus on Georgia's success on getting better at the offensive line, being a little better at stopping the run, or running the ball a little bit better. I think it's a lot more of the actual football stuff that's going to determine Georgia's football success this year. I think some of the Gunnar Stockton conversation is probably a little overblown. I think he's probably going to be fine, not among the best. But all the Carson Beck hype from a year ago ended up being relatively worthless.
Yeah, that's true. BA, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, B.
Enjoy the 3-day weekend.
Good to be with you guys. Yeah, good to be with you guys. Thanks a lot.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. And he's right. Like, you're not going to see Gunnar Stockton's name high up on some of those lists. Maybe he'll pop up on one or two of them. But Carson Beck was one or two on all of them last year. And he didn't play very well for a lot of the year.
Because we saw Carson the previous year.
Yeah, that's right.
And we thought, you know, because, you know, Georgia is still is that benefit of the doubt team still. They've earned enough and got enough credit underneath the belt that you can always pencil them in to be a national contending team program. Because that's where Kirby has put us at. Now, I don't know a lot about Gunnar. All I know is that the little bit that I got to see when they tried to play Notre Dame, oh, he can run. Notre Dame, he can run against Notre Dame.
Yeah, he didn't run much that day.
They was nixing that.
Yeah, he didn't run much that day.
But he made throws. So he sees some potential and everything like that. I'm excited about this year. And, you know, I know we're having fun with Fricky. But, yeah, I love that we're getting closer and closer where we can actually talk a lot about college football because there's a whole lot of great stories out there.
The football.
Yeah,
the football. We'll be able to talk about the football
stuff.
Well, because the offseason has just been, especially the last couple of seasons. But this one may be like – yeah, because, I mean, BA is right. Like, politics are just in it, you know? Like, especially when so many of these coaches and leaders of college football seem to be looking to the federal government to do something.
Yes.
Like, which, I don't know, I guess. Like,
do
you,
what?
You guys could, I don't know, make a law about what people could do or not do or whatever. It just seems so cowardly. Like, control your sport, man.
Y'all letting it out of control.
Control your sport. But they also could be like, well, if I'm seen as the person who goes too far on limiting NIL, the players are going to see that, and that might cost me some guys. If I could just be like, oh, the government said that this is what we have to do, it's sort of like a cop-out way to get something taken care of. But that's what they do. That's what they've been doing. And that's also exactly what he was just describing. Like, you may know, kind of, but you don't know the politics of any of these guys.
No.
Because they can't. Because they need the money from both sides, and they need the players from both sides. They can't be taking political stances out there.
Unbelievable.
They need you to block and tackle.
Unbelievable.
And give me NIL money.
It's y'all fault. Yeah.
No, they let the sport get out of hand, and now they're like, hey, fix it for us.
Yeah, because NIL became...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not NIL.
When the solution is, and Brandon, I think, is hesitant to even say this too, but it's like, I think maybe the federal government might be able to help. Jeez. We let it get that bad, huh? All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up and ask us anything. It's as simple as that. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.